Can you hear me?
Hello.
Thanks
a lot for coming to this presentation. This is like first time I'm going to talk about Android development or cross-platform development in Microsoft. So
glad
that you are here.
The topic
that we have today is basically how to integrate Office 365 in your mobile application. So how many of you are aware of what is Office 365? Okay, and how many of you, I have a couple of goodies with me. So first of all, what
do you mean when I say that we are going
to see how we can integrate Office 365 mobile app? Can we answer? Raise your hand so that I can, Excel, okay, sorry, wrong answer. Building your applications. So the lab is available. available over here. This is the latest lab, so don't start doing anything at this time. I will come back to this slide when we will start developing applications. But later on, if you want, you can download it. Okay, I'm going to keep it as it is. So anytime, maybe in future, you want to go ahead and do the lab at your home, at your pace, you can do that. So there are three major components from Microsoft Azure, which I think are very important for us as a mobile developer. The first is Azure Active Directory. What is Active Directory? Can anyone tell me? Yes? Yes. Services that are available, Active Directory, Office 365, and mobile services. So let's quickly go through all the services so we can see what are the differences that are there in the services and how we can use them in our applications. So Active Directory is basically tried and tested Active Directory. Azure Active Directory is a tried and tested Active Directory available on cloud. Okay. So traditionally, when you install Windows Server, you get Active Directory and you can install that Active Directory on premise. It, as sir mentioned, it contains all the user information, it contains all the globes, it contains all the objects, different objects like printers and everything in that Active Directory. Basically, this same Active Directory is put on the cloud, but it is a subset of on-premise Active Directory. It is not the entire Active Directory, you can just get it and put it on the cloud. No. So there are some limitations, there are some different features that available in the Azure Active Directory. And this is the Active Directory, which is used by Office 365 mobile devices, mobile services. So when I say it is used by, so when you purchase Office 365, okay, when you go ahead and say that, boss, I want Office 365 in my company, what behind the scene happens is Microsoft creates the Active Directory for you. Microsoft creates the Active Directory for you. So for example, my email address is mayu.tendulkar@xamarin.com. So when I go to the office and if I log in, Xamarin.com Active Directory is created. An Active Directory is created and Xamarin.com domain is attached to it. Okay? It is also called as a tenant. Basically, in cloud, there are different tenants. So same Office 365 can be used by Xamarin, can be used by Microsoft, can be used by, let's say, Google, can be used by Apple, right? So same Exchange application is going to be used by everybody. So it is like a software as a service. So in that case, different tenants are there. Like Apple.com will be a tenant, Google.com will be a tenant. So similarly, so for every tenant in Office 365, an Active Directory is created. When you create a mobile service, okay, so Azure has an offering called as Azure Mobile Services, which allows you to send push notification, it allows you to store data, it allows you to authenticate users. So in that case, you can use Azure Active Directory to authenticate with mobile devices, mobile services. So this is one, again, feature. With Windows 10, probably you will also log in with your Active Directory credentials directly, Azure Active Directory credentials. And it is used to secure some of the important web APIs as well. So if suppose you are building a website, probably you may be building some intranet applications, right? So let's say HR portal. Let's say you are building a leave management application. You may be building some vehicle tracking system within the organization. Or maybe you may be building some carpooling application. So you just want to see how many employees are going in one direction. So probably you can start building one application around it so that maximum people can do a task. So here, you don't want to create another login and password. What you can do is same authentication you can use, the same username and password that you get in your organization, you can use across all these different applications. So in that case, you can use Active Directory for this. So Active Directory gives you something called as a single sign-off, SSO. This is the most important thing. When we talk about Office 365, Office 365 are basically, there are apps in the cloud. So you get Word, Excel, PowerPoint, you get Outlook, you get, there are like different applications which are available online. So you don't need to install actually Office on your machine. But if you still want, you can go ahead and do that. You require a Pro Plus license. Here, there are, with these applications, different tools are included. For example, you get Exchange Online, which is nothing but Outlook. You also get Communicator, which is nothing but Link. You also get SharePoint Online. So basically, whenever you buy Office 365, you get SharePoint, you get some sites where you can store some data. So when I say SharePoint, there are some lists, there are some document libraries, there are some picture libraries where you can store the data. And you also get storage, that is OneDrive for Business. Okay. So I guess it is 1 TB. So whenever you are signed up for whenever you are signed up for Office 365, or whenever you join any organization which has Office 365, they just create an account for you, and you can go ahead and start using Office. You don't need to create a new machine and install everything. Everything is provided in Office 365. And this Office 365 is backed by Azure Active Directory, as I just mentioned. So that account that is created in the Active Directory, you use it over here to log in and use your funds. When we talk about mobile services, there is a new concept. We have seen infrastructure as a service, we have seen platform as a service, we have seen software as a service. There is another concept called as mobile backend as a service. There are different competitors in this space. There is Parse, there is Kony, there is Microsoft, who are building mobile services which you can use, and you can again extend those services to build mobile applications. It provides you data, 20 MB is free. Whenever you sign up for Azure, you get one free mobile service with 20 MB of data. You also get push notifications. I guess 500 push notifications per device per user is free. You also get authentication. You can use Active Directory as authentication mechanism. You can use Google, you can use Facebook, you can use Microsoft account. So when you create an application, you just need to give a login button, and depending on that user ID, that is, if it's Outlook.com, it will redirect to Outlook. And if it's Google.com, it will redirect to Google, something like that. It also has a scheduler. So if suppose you want to schedule some job behind the scene, okay, so you can do that as well using mobile services. And it also scalable. So what if you are building an application for IRCTC, right? They are going to build, use your application to book tickets. And you know, at 8 a.m. in the morning, IRCTC site is down because like thousands of users are like hitting it and just to book the ticket, tatkal, right? So whenever it is tatkal, it is never going to happen. It is like Moore's law, so Murphy's law. So in this case, you can just hit a scale button, you can do a scalable, and as soon as the data crop, whenever there are more requests, it will increase the load, increase the balancing, and you can automatically get load balancing over here. So these are the features. Plus, there are more things about Azure Mobile Services. They are integrated with different mobile platforms. So you can use Azure Mobile Services in Android, that is applications built using Java, iOS, that is applications built using Objective-C or Swift. You can use it in Windows, that is Windows 4, Windows 8 applications. You can use it in .NET applications, WPF, console application, wherever you want. And it also exposes REST API. So if you want to use it in your websites, you can still do that. You can build a Node.js kind of application, which is just a JavaScript, and you are just consuming those APIs. It is totally possible. This also integrates with Xamarin, and I'm going to show you how you can use Xamarin to build such kind of applications. As I mentioned, there is an authentication provider for all these different services. And you can write Azure Mobile Services using Node.js or Web API. So when I say Node.js, that means the entire script is written in Node.js. And when I say .NET, it is just ASP.NET MVC based Web API, which you are using. And you can actually deploy your service in the cloud, Web API service, and you can say that I want to debug this service in the cloud. So you can go ahead and do it. I have completed this lab. The entire lab is there on my GitHub. So if suppose nothing works for you, go ahead, download it, play with it. Okay? You just need to insert your client ID. Okay? You just need to insert your client ID. Where to insert it, what to do it, I will let you know. So let's quickly go back to the download link. Go ahead and download this file first, which is just a document file. And you should have the entire source code on your C drive projects folder. Okay? So just go to this URL and download a document file. I will open this file for you here as well. I will open the URL once again. Sorry. This is case sensitive URL. So H is capital means capital. That is zero next to it.
This is the updated one.
This is the updated one.
It's in OneDrive, but the URL is shared, it's updated.
Once you download it, let me know, so we can proceed to the next step. It's working, right? It should work. For you only? You did some wrong thing. It's a punishment. Sorry, if somebody can share with him, please.
Everyone downloaded a document? Yes, so.
Okay, so now we are giving you two accounts over here. Okay, we are giving you Office 365 account prior, and we are also giving you Azure prior. Okay, so what you have to do is you have to go to the portal.office.com. Portal.office.com. So here you need to log in with your credentials. The credentials are pretty simple. So on your machine, just look out for the yellow sticker. Okay. So this is the tenant that you have. Okay. So just type in user 1 at azcp12.onmicrosoft.com.
But then it's not user 1.
No, everybody, it's user 1. User 1 at the sticker that you have on your machine dot on Microsoft dot com. And then the password is capital W E L C O M E, that is welcome at 123. Yes.
Follow the yellow sticker on your machine dot onmicrosoft.com. That's the
password.
Login name, password is saying.
Password is welcome at 123, W is capital. Okay. Once you do it, just say sign in. Actually, Office works. Okay, it's free for you for I guess 30 days. It should work. Okay. This also comes with Azure Active Directory. So the Active Directory tenant is azpc whatever dot on microsoft.com. That is the Active Directory that is created. But to access this Active Directory, you require Azure subscription. Okay. So we have also given you Azure subscription. So just go to the
manage.windowsazure.com.
Let's go to manage.windowsazure.com and the username is azpc12@outlook.com. azpc12@outlook.com. Okay? This is the one that you have to use.
I don't think you should log out. Yeah, it's already.
So you need to have two different tabs. One is for portal.office.com, other one is manage.windowsazure.com. So log in with the yellow sticker at outlook.com.
you want to log in to manage
or and the password is conf2015, C capital. The password for this is CONF2015. The conference 2015, CONF2015, okay? C capital. Password is conf2015, that is C capital. The username is the yellow sticker at outlook.com. If there is already somebody signed in, close it. It's a good practice. Don't look out what they are doing over there. It's a privacy breach, right?
Do you need to use HACPL or
their own machine's login? The yellow sticker, we have created 50 accounts for you, right? So use them. Sorry? User1@ the yellow sticker .onmicrosoft.com.
Don't log in with this one.
This is different. onmicrosoft.com is the email ID. So there are two logins, one is for Microsoft portal and one is for Azure portal. So you have to, how many of you have actually logged into the Office portal?
All of them.
Okay, nice. How many of you have logged into the Azure portal? Okay, now, good. So now let's go ahead. What you have to do is that all the steps are there in the lab document, but I would be happy if you follow me whatever I'm doing over here, because it's like, well, we will be in sync on the same page. So click on the new. App services, Active Directory, Directory, Custom Create. New, App Services, okay? Active Directory, Directory, New, Create New. Don't rush. Whenever you see the screen, please wait for me to complete, okay? How many of you are on this screen? Okay, so now what you have to do is, rather than creating code, shall I proceed? Okay. Custom create, yes, you have to click on custom create. Please wait once you see the screen, okay? Don't jump in. How many of you are complete with this step and here on this page? Okay. Good. If you miss it, probably you can combine with some your nearest colleague and complete this step. So let's do one thing. Here, rather than create a new directory, what you have to do is you need to say use existing directory. Okay. Use existing directory. So what we are going to do over here is, we are going to import the Office 365 tenant in Azure. Okay. So here, just say, use existing Active Directory, and now click on this. I am ready to be signed out. Okay. I am ready to be signed out now. So here, what you have to do is, you have to sign out from Azure, and log in with your Office 365 credentials. So that your Office 365 will be imported in Azure. And you can start building applications for Office 365 using Azure Active Directory. Okay, so click on OK. So it is signing out now. Here you have to use the user1@azcp, whatever sticker that you have, .onmicrosoft.com, and the password is welcome@123. By the way, please don't change the passwords. Okay? People are going to use these credentials later on, so please don't change the passwords. Okay? And click on sign in. So once once you sign in, it says this will make your Microsoft account a global administrator of the this tenant. Here, you need to say continue. Okay? How many of you are on this step? Okay. Let me know once you sign in.
Password.
Welcome to Blue Capital.
The Blue Capital. Same.
Done with this step? How many of you are done with this step? Raise your hands. Okay. So now, just click on continue. Password is W capital welcome at 123. So refresh it and write again. I will repeat once again what we have to do over here. First, log into the Office portal. The credentials are user1 at the yellowsticker.onmicrosoft.com. The password is welcome at 123, WS capital. Log into the Azure portal, which is manage.windowsazure.com, and log in with the yellowsticker@outlook.com, and the password is conf2015, the C is capital. Yes, it is onmicrosoft.com. Remember, not Microsoft.com. Your tenant is not part of Microsoft, it is on Microsoft. It will go to some other site. Okay? It is a redirection process happens whenever you give some email ID over there. So once you do this, it will ask you to sign out. So sign out from here. Now go to manage.windowsazure.com once again. Manage.windowsazure.com once again, and log in with your credential, that is AZCP whatever yellow sticker dot on Microsoft.com. Sorry, it is at Outlook.com. How many of you clicked on that continue button, green continue button? Okay, I can see it drop. I will wait for a minute. You can also refer the lab guide. These steps are there in the lab guide as well. So if you miss it, you can refer it. Situation, but let's complete this one first. We can see the recordings later on, probably. I will repeat once again. So just focus over here. I will repeat. Okay. So you will realize which step you might have forgotten. So first you have to log into the Microsoft portal, which is Office portal, which is portal.office.com. The user ID is user1@theyellowsticker.onmicrosoft.com, and the password is capital welcome at 123. There you just have to sign in, nothing else. Next, go to the manage.windowsazure.com. Okay. Here, you need to log in with your yellow sticker at outlook.com, and the password is conf, that is C capital 2015. Once you log in, what you have to do is you have to create a new app services, Active Directory, create new. There, you don't need to actually create a new, but you have to say use existing. So it says, do you want to log out? Yes, I want to log out now and add the directory. So log out from there. Again, give your Office 365 credentials, log in over there. So once you log in over there, it shows you a screenshot which says, do you want to import it? Let me just quickly show you. So this is the screen where it asks you for logout, and this is the screen where when you say continue, the Active Directory will be added to your Azure subscription. Are you getting my point? So how many of you are done with this? Many of you. Good. So once you add this, once you complete this step, and once you log in the Microsoft Azure portal, in the Active Directory tab, you can see your Active Directory. Here it is showing me two Active Directories, probably it will show only one over there, hopefully. How many of you are there? Only one, right? One, that is AZCP-whatever is the name of your machine. Hopefully there should be only one. Now, what we have to do is, we have to build an application, okay, which can use Office 365 APIs. Till now, what we have done is we have just integrated the Office 365 in Azure portal so that we can register our application. So it is just like saying, boss, I want to build an application which can consume your APIs. Please give me the access. So you need to fill that application, right? You need to fill a form before actually you use any resources. So now we are going to do that over here. So go to any of these Active Directory, hopefully there should be one, only one. And make sure in the applications, you should be seeing the Office 365 Exchange Online and Office 365 SharePoint Online. Just go to that Active Directory, click on the applications, and make sure that you have these two mentioned over there. Okay? So let me explain what is this. So when I say Exchange Online, you can access contacts, you can access calendar, you can access appointments, and you can also access emails. So if you want to build next $1 million calendar application, you know Sunrise application is bought by Microsoft recently. What it does, it just synchronizes calendars. Microsoft recently bought Acamplay, right? Have you seen that? They have the fantastic email client which is there. So you just swipe on the left, it reads that document, reads that email, swipe on the left, it deletes or archives that email, double tap on it, it automatically marks as read. So there are like different features that are there. So if you want to build your own email client, you can use this Exchange services. If you want to build a solution, you want to build a custom calendar, you want to build, let's say, a team dashboard where you want to just showcase who is available depending on the calendar appointments. Okay? You want to build such kind of scenarios. Maybe web application, maybe phone application, maybe a tablet application, whatever. These are the services. These are the services that you will use. The next one is Office 365 SharePoint Online. You know SharePoint, right? It is just that that's the same SharePoint put on the online. No, there are differences. So this SharePoint Online can give you access to documents. It can give you access to files. It can give you access to libraries. It can give you access to list. So when we say OneDrive for business, actually we use these services. So using SharePoint, we are just pushing these libraries, we are pushing these files using the SharePoint services to OneDrive for business. So these are the two services which are very important. If you are at this step, I will say that 40% of job is done. Next step is just copy pasting the code. Nothing big, nothing rocket science over here. So now, what we have to do is we have to register our application with these services. So here, click on the Add button. Just click on the Add button. Okay? Once you click on the Add button, there are two options. One, add an application my organization is developing, or add an application from the gallery. So in the morning, Mark was talking about different applications, right? There is Office 365, there is Dropbox, there are like different applications, even Ubuntu and all. So if you want to use those applications, WordPress for example, if you want to use those applications in your organization, you can say that I had an application from the gallery. So if I go over there, I can select, there are like, I guess, 1,000 different applications. So even Dropbox, you can say that Dropbox should authenticate using Active Directory. So as soon as I any employee joins my organization, I will give him, let's say, 1 GB of Dropbox. As soon as he leaves, the Dropbox access will be gone. So he cannot access those files once he leaves the organization. So you can do that using these applications. Similar kind of applications we are going to build. So here, let's say add an application my organization is developing. Okay? There are two types of applications. One is web application and other is native application. So when I say web application, it can be ASP.NET application, it can be a normal HTML application which is consuming REST API, something like that. Okay? And native application means WPF application, maybe console application, phone application, whatever. So here, let's give it a name. I will suggest give a name, decent name, not AZPC, right? So give a decent name. My application name is OneDrive Sample, OneDrive Integration Sample. You all have nice names, right? So probably give your name over there and say that it is Sample. So I will give, my name is, you know, Tendulkar. So I will give OneDrive Tendulkar probably. This sounds good. And we will have this as a native application. We will have this as a native application. Okay? So a web application has manages all the overflow automatically. In case of native applications, we have to do it. So you need to add some more information over here. Yes, yes. So click on next. Now, how many of you are aware of OAuth? Yes. Who can explain me OAuth so that I can give a goodie? This time for sure. Yes. Okay, sir. Remind me that I have to give you something. I have a couple of things, right, to give away? Yes. Oh, okay. I have it over here. Okay, this is nice bag. Thank you. Please. So, basically, here, when we use any authentication mechanism, there is a lot of flow, authentication flow happens behind the scene. For example, as soon as you launch the application, it says, give me username and password. So if you give, let's say, azpc.onmicrosoft.com email ID, it automatically redirects to a tenant where it will authenticate. It will authenticate over there, come back again with some token. You will again go with that token and say that, boss, give me that resource. That means some file, whatever you want to access. So with that token, access token, you go over there. And then it sends you back that. So this flow will continue. So how will you understand that, boss, the authentication is complete? So there is something called as a redirect URI. As soon as the application flow hits that redirect URI, the authentication flow stops. So here you need to give that redirect URI. So your application will understand, boss, this flow has hit redirected URI, that means the authentication is complete, now wait, don't start the flow again. So here let's give a redirect URI. This can be whatever you want, but it needs to be unique, unique within your tenant. So let's say it is HTTP, :// and let's say OneDrive sample, that's it. And click on complete. Click on complete. You need to remember this redirect URI. This is very, 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 very important. You need to use it in your code. The name, the description, whatever we have given, doesn't matter. A redirect URI does matter. So this is a very important piece of information that you will require in your application. Now, let's go to the configure tab. How many of you are done with this? What about others? Thought for it? Just want to see how actually things work. Whoever completes, that is, the build is complete, I will give something. The application should build. Run nahi hua chalega. Build hona chahiye. So, if you see over here, we have the name and we also have something called the client ID. Okay?
So by default, native applications are multi-tenant. When I say multi-tenant, what does it mean? So if suppose I build a leave management application for my organization, okay, so there is a sign-in box. So I can say, hoyu.tendulkar@xamarin.com and my password ABCD, whatever. And when I log in, I can see all my leaves and everything. So this is for my organization, Xamarin. The same application, tomorrow Vikram can use. He can log in to vikram.paints@accenture.com, whatever his password sign in, and he can see all his leaves. So this is a multi-tenant application. The same application is available across different organizations. So these are like multi-tenant applications. So here, this client ID matters. So as soon as Vikram starts using this application, first time he logins, it will ask for a permission. So probably you might have gone to Facebook, you start playing some game, it says it wants to access your personal information, friends, wagera, wagera, right? So when you say okay, that means you are granting some permission. So that time the application actually registers with your Facebook account. So here, similarly, this application will register with your account. So that's why this client ID is very important. So the first important piece of information is redirect URI, and the second piece of information is this client ID. These two things are super important. Probably I will take questions at the end. Okay. So after this, you may want to give some nice looking logo over here or something like that. It's totally up to you if you want to customize it. Now here, excuse me, by default, we get access to Azure Active Directory services. So, you know, in India, most of the time it happens that whenever there is an arranged marriage, people do some background check, right? Which company the guy is working for, which position and all that stuff. So you can build a spouse search application. So if suppose somebody asks you whether he is working in your organization, you can just search for the name and it will list all the employees with that name, click on it and you can see all this information, which department he is working, what is his position and all that stuff. So if you want to build such kind of application, you need to use something called as a Graph API. So here, this Graph API access is given to you by default. So if you want to check all the users in your organization, you want to create a user, you want to delete a user, you can do that. Remember, here you are logged in as a global administrator. You have full access over here. So whatever you are doing, just beware of it. Okay? This can be like, you can delete your Active Directory as well. So this is very important. Now, what we are going to say is my application needs access to other application. Which application? Add application. And I want access to SharePoint Online. I want access to SharePoint Online because my application is going to use the SharePoint services. My application is going to use SharePoint services. So just give access to it and click on this button. So as soon as somebody starts using my application, okay, as soon as he signs it with his credentials, it will say, boss, this application needs access to your SharePoint site. But what all features, what all permissions that I need to give to the application? So here, I want to say that this application can search files. This application can read user's file. Or this application can delete user's file. Create file, read file, delete file. So now tomorrow if you want to build a SharePoint application, tick mark. If you want to build Exchange Online application, just add a service, tick mark. Right? So you can actually build a complete office suite. Right? You can build your own Exchange Online client, you can build your OneDrive client, and you can sell it off. Right? So here we are just interested in these two services. So just click on it and save. Now, complete this steps. Make sure that you are completing till now. How many of you have completed till this? You have given to permissions as well? I'm so happy, you know, I'm so happy. Thanks a lot. So, thanks to Danish and the team as well. They are working very hard to get these machines ready. So now, on all your machines, it's now up to you if you want to go ahead and start developing the application from scratch or if you want to build use the ready-made code and just make some changes. Probably we will use the second approach, that is reuse ready-made code, and we will see how we can do that. So I will just show you how you can start the application, but we will use the ready-made code. So here, I can say file don't follow the steps now, just focus over here what you need to do. File, new project. If you have Visual Studio, if you have Xamarin installed, you can create Android application over here. You can see in Visual Studio, you can create Android applications using the language that you already know, C sharp. That is a fantastic thing, right? You can also create Android Wear Watch. How many of you have Office here? Model 360. How many of you have seen it? It's a nice device, right? A wristwatch which has Android running it. What if you can build applications for it? Let's think about it. You are in a meeting. You cannot answer the call. But as soon as your wife calls, you get to see, okay, it is very important. Meeting, I can leave that. Let me answer the call first, right? So something like that, if you want, you can do that. You can also build an iOS application, or you can also build Xamarin Forms application. So here we are interested in Android application. So what I have done is, I have given the name OneDrive integration sample. Okay, this name and the name that we have given in Azure Active Directory is totally different. So just give the name over here and click on OK. So now we are here. So all the source code is available in your C projects folder. Okay, this sample is available. It is also available on my GitHub, so you can go ahead and download it and you can start playing with it. So now let me explain you how actually it works. Okay. So in this project, what we have is something called as main activity. This main activity is responsible to create the user interface in mobile device. In case of iOS, it is the view controller. In case of Windows Phone, it is just a page. And in case of Android, it is called an activity. It's just like a view. Okay? And Android and iOS follows MVC pattern. Windows Phone follows MVVM pattern. Okay. How much time do I have? 5 minutes? Okay. So let me explain everything. Yes, I will increase the font size, sorry. So, here, what I have done is I have added a class called Authentication Helper. And this Authentication Helper is basically responsible for performing all the tasks. So there are some key URIs, there are key URLs which are required to use Office 365. The first one is Discovery Resource ID. That is the Discovery Service. So, as we have seen that Office 365 is software as a service, so there can be like multiple tenants hosted maybe in India, maybe in Europe, wherever. So there are like 19 different data centers, right? So you will never know where exactly the Office 365 your Office 365 is running. So this discovery service will actually give you the endpoint from where you can access those services. So this is the most important thing. The second one is the authority. That means if I want to log into the Office 365, what is the URL that where I need to go and log in? So in the web, I can say that, okay, boss portal.office.com, okay, that is the login URL. But in mobile, in an application, you don't have a URL as such, right? It is just a screen. So where exactly you need to go? So that's why we give this URL. It is a login.windows.net/common. This common makes this multi-tenant application. If you want to build an application which is just for your organization, replace this common with the azpc.onmicrosoft.com. So it will work only with your organization. And then this is another version of discovery service. Here you need to put on the redirect URI. So redirect URI that we gave over there, you need to paste it over here. Okay? And the client ID over here. Active Directory authentication is like if you want to just authenticate and get the access token, it takes around like 50 lines of code. Thanks to the Active Directory authentication library, ADAL, which can give you the access token in just 3 lines. So here we are creating something called as authentication context. So when we create authentication context, we say that boss, I want access token so that I can go ahead and read all my files. Okay. So here we are creating it and we are setting it as a null. In case of, in the next line, I have written a method over here which is called as get access token. What it does it, I just give the resource ID and activity. That is activity means the page. Okay. On which page I am running the application. And I am saying boss, create authentication context for the authority, that is common. Anybody can sign in. If you give the particular authority, that is on Microsoft.com URL, it will authenticate only to that tenant. But here it is, as it is common, it is creating authentication context. And I'm just checking if there is an access token. If there is an access token, I don't need to re-login again. But if there is no authentication token, that means I need to create the authentication token, okay, and I need to get the access token over there. So access token is your key to access anything in any OAuth flow, be it Facebook, if you want to access your Facebook timeline or whatever, if you want to access Dropbox APIs, Google APIs, wherever there is OAuth, you need to use the access token. So here, we are just getting the access token, that's it, and nothing else in this page. Let's go to the main activity. So as soon as I click on this button, so what I have is this onCreate method, just like we have page pre-init, init, complete, load complete events in ASP.NET, we have different events in Android application. Like for example, onCreate means the view is created, the activity is created. As soon as the activity is created, I am calling the getDocumentList method. What it does it, I just need 2-3 minutes more. I will just explain, sorry. So what we do is, we are just creating list of file names, which is just a kind of list of string which has nothing inside it, and we create a discovery client. This discovery client is nothing but using the discovery service, we are just thinking where exactly is my Office 365 tenant. Okay, so using that access token, we are creating the discovery client. Discovery client is a class available in Office 365 APIs. The next one is app capabilities. That means I want to use OneDrive in my application. Can I access it? I want to use Outlook in my application. Can I access it? So these capabilities are mentioned over here. So I'm just getting those capabilities. On the next line, I am saying, boss, I want to get the files capability. I am interested in accessing the OneDrive files from my OneDrive account. So this is like, again, you are just calling some REST APIs. And then, using the SharePoint client, what we are doing is, again, getting the access token, okay? And then, there is this method, which is very, very important. My files client, files.executeAsync. This goes to your SharePoint, this goes to your OneDrive, this whatever you are saying, it just goes ahead and pulls out the data and shows it in a paging format. So tomorrow if you want to use Outlook, my Outlook client.mails.executeAsync. If you tomorrow, yes. So you got the idea, right? So you just need to change it. And then, using the current page, I am just showing it. So if you complete the lab, hopefully you will go home and complete it. This is the source code that I have explained. This should look like this. So these are the files that I have, and these file appears over here in Android. So you can click on it, open it, save it, whatever. So probably one application that you can build is click a photograph. Suppose there is a leakage in your in your company premises. Just take a photograph, upload it, tag HR to it. So HR can take an action on it. That's how it is. Okay? So, sorry. Can I take questions? Yeah. 5 minutes?
Yes.
3 minutes? Okay, just 3 minutes, yes. So this uses something called an access token. Access token has a limit of life of 2 minutes. And then there is something called a refresh token. So when access token is expired, you use refresh token to get a new access token. Okay? So yes, so if user has left the company and you have removed him from AD, whenever he is trying to access that application again, he needs to again log in. So if it's on-premise AD, you need to use something called as Dersync to do it. So I guess there is a next lab. Ninad probably will be talking about it. Okay, he is outside.
Mayu, last question.
Yes, last question.
So the application is we develop in Azure and we use it for Office 365 users?
Yes.
Authentication is everything is in Office 365?
No, authentication is part of Active Directory. It is
which
part of
Azure. Active Directory or Office 365?
Office 365 uses Azure
Active Directory.
Yes. Yes.
So authentication is from Office 365.
Yes. Authentication and everything happens from the Active Directory point of view.
We have application developed in Azure.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. It's
done.
There is something called as Dersync which you use. Sorry. Probably we will take questions offline. So I want to give two. Thank you.
Over here.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Mayur.
I'm done. If you are outside, I am here till late night. So if you have any questions, do let me know. Okay.